From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Unrest continued Friday in the northern African country of Tunisia, where weeks of anti-government protests have left dozens of people dead. Unable to restore calm, President Zayn al-Abidin Ben Ali has fled to Saudi Arabia, ending a 23-year-long reign. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley says a state of emergency and Ben Ali's departure did not restore calm.
The riot police have chased gangs of young men around the city, and it's very dangerous. I mean, they were throwing bottles and rocks. Their shoes littered. The streets are littered with shoes. You know, people run out of their shoes. There was tear gas everywhere, just being fired everywhere, and police used their truncheons, and they were even, a journalist friend of mine, they tried to grab her microphone. Then all of a sudden this happened, so it's a very fast-moving day, and events here are unfolding extremely quickly.
Eleanor Beardsley reporting from Tunis. U.S. Senators John Kyle and John McCain say they'll propose naming a future federal courthouse in Yuma, Arizona, after federal judge John Roll. The two lawmakers were among the dignitaries at Friday's funeral services for Roll, one of the six people killed in last week's shooting rampage in Tucson. Meantime, doctors for Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords say she's opening her eyes more often and is still responding to commands. Giffords remains in critical condition after being shot in the head during the Tucson shootings. Dignitaries from around the world gathered at the Kennedy Center in Washington to remember U.S. diplomat Richard Holbrooke. President Obama said Holbrooke's career was as distinguished as it was varied.
The list of places he served, the things he did, reads as a chronicle of American foreign policy. Speaking truth to power, from the Mekong Delta to the Paris peace talks.
Holbrooke was Mr. Obama's special envoy to Pakistan and Afghanistan when he died last month of a torn aorta at the age of 69. Holbrooke also worked under the Clinton administration, and he wrote parts of the Pentagon Papers. Wisconsin Republican Reince Priebus will be the next chairman of the Republican National Committee, replacing Michael Steele. Priebus says he'll do what it takes to boost the gains his party made in November.
Together, we can defeat Barack Obama in 2012, together, unified as a committee.
Michael Steele took himself out of the running halfway through Friday's balloting after failing to muster enough support for another two-year term. The Labor Department reported that consumer prices rose 0.5% last month, but that most of it was due to higher gas prices and the risk of inflation remains low. Meanwhile, the Commerce Department says December sales of automobiles and furniture gave a boost to U.S. retailers, who saw gains for the sixth month in a row. This is NPR News. The Obama administration is further loosening its policy toward Cuba. By next month, Americans will be able to send up to $500 to Cubans who have no ties to their government or the Communist Party. American students will be able to visit the island for academic credit, and churches may go there for religious work. A White House statement says the changes will enhance the flow of information to and from Cuban people on the island and in the United States. Italy's constitutional court has thrown out part of a law shielding Prime Minister and media tycoon Silvio Berlusconi. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports the long-awaited decision is politically charged.
Italy's daily Corriere della Sera reported that Milan magistrates are probing whether last May Berlusconi intervened improperly with police to secure the release of a then 17-year-old Moroccan runaway detained over theft allegations. Berlusconi called police headquarters and asked she be released because he had been told she was the granddaughter of Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. The teenager, who calls herself Ruby Heartthrob, gave prosecutors detailed accounts of parties she attended at Berlusconi's villa. She told reporters she was paid 7,000 euros after she attended a party at his residence. Berlusconi, who has weathered a series of sex scandals, has acknowledged knowing Ruby and calling the police on her behalf. His lawyers have dismissed the investigation as absurd and groundless. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News.
Doctors in Los Angeles say actress Zsa Zsa Gabor is recovering fine following a life-saving partial amputation of her right leg. The 93-year-old Moulin Rouge star had an infection in her leg for several months, and antibiotic therapy was not successful. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.